Very pleased to welcome back my friend Josie Barroso. Thank you. We've had a great discussion about the importance between of relations between the United States and the European Union. Josie has got a really important job, and I think he's doing it really well. Our discussion was frank. It was open. We talked about the importance of the transatlantic relationship and how we can work to improve it. We talked about the importance for Europe and the United States to resolve any differences we have when it comes to the Doha round for trade so that we can promote international trade. We both recognize that the best way to help impoverished nations is to complete this Doha round and to encourage the spread of wealth and opportunity through open and reasonable and fair trade. Josie and I talked about the Middle East. There's no question that the Israeli-Palestinian issue is on a lot of people's minds. We are dedicated to a two-state solution, two democracies living side by side in peace, and we talked about ways that we need to work together to see if we can't bring that vision to fruition. We're going to talk about Darfur here at lunch. I know that Josie is as committed as I am to helping solve what I've called a genocide. It is outrageous that people are being treated the way they are, and I'm confident Europe and the United States can work with other friends and allies around the world to help solve that difficult problem. We talked about Iran, we talked about Syria, we talked about Iraq, we talked about a lot of issues. We also talked about the importance of energy independence and at the same time being wise stewards of the environment. We are very hopeful that that the use of technologies and good policy will help us diversify our energy supplies and be able to assure future generations that the environment of the world will be better off. And so I thought it was a constructive dialogue. Yeah. Glad to have you back.
Thank you very much, George. It was indeed a pleasure to meet again President Bush. We have now these very regular meetings, and it's always a great occasion to exchange views on such important subjects. In fact, we have considered bilateral and global issues. On bilateral, I underline the importance we give to further to go deeper in our economic transatlantic partnership. This is the most important economic relation in the world, the relation between the United States of America and the European Union. And we believe we can achieve more if we look at it in a comprehensive manner, and I hope that now there will be some concrete work so that in our regular institutional summit between the European Union and the United States, we can achieve some more concrete results. Of course, the most crucial factor is the succession, successful negotiations for Doha. Doha is not just about trade, it's also about development. It's about having a multilateral approach to trade. There is now the defining moment. We are really at defining moment, and we had a very good exchange, and we gave instructions to our negotiators to come with a solution as soon as possible. Of course, it is important to engage also others, because this is a real global agreement that we are trying to build. And it will be a very important signal for the world community if we show that it is possible to have a global approach to trade and development. Another global issue, but where United States and Europe have a very good and that we hope to improve relation and dialogue, is precisely energy and climate. When you speak about climate change, it's not just about environment. Of course, environment is crucially important, but it is also about global security. It's also about economic development and sustainability. And so we are hoping to deepen our dialogue on climate change, on technologies, on curbing emissions, on progress in terms of energy efficiency, energy security. Of course, the key is diversification in all aspects, and we believe the work going on between our respective experts is a good signal of the commitment, of our joint commitment to fight climate change and also to have a more common approach to the problems of global security regarding energy. We will, of course, consider other issues in the working lunch we're going to have, President Bush spoke about Darfur. I've been in Darfur recently. I can tell that's really a tragedy what's going on, and we cannot accept that tragedy going on without a firm, united response of the international community. So once again, it was a pleasure meeting President Bush in the two White House, and I'm very much looking forward to other occasions where we can show to the world that this relation, the relation between Europe and the United States of America, is indeed more important than ever.
Thank you, Joseph. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.